Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Mark. How are you? Doing good?
Good. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's almost Friday. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle the pricing and details for your area. I know you were speaking here with Andrew, my representative. He does a great job, you know, explaining the basics of the program. And he was, in fact, asking if I could help with pricing and going over the details with you to make sure it would be a good fit for your business. Did you have any questions as far as the placement that we do or questions about how it works?
All he said was trying to get me at the top placement of Google and somebody. I come up automatically, my name. If somebody looks for Cypress, I come up automatically. But not if they're just looking generically.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when they're looking up your company by name, right? I mean, obviously they're finding you, but someone who doesn't know your company by name and is looking for your services is not able to find you. And that's where we come in, right? So we make sure that whenever they're searching for your specific services that you're always coming up as one of those top recommended options on that first page of Google. Okay. When it comes to the landscaping, okay, is it more, would you say, is it the maintenance side of it, the construction side of it, which would include hardscape?
I don't do any maintenance.
Okay.
I don't do any maintenance.
So it's strictly... Got it. Strictly the construction side, and that's what I wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the construction, we do, I mean, insulation, sod and sprinklers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
No maintenance.
Okay. Great job on your reviews, by the way. I see you got 5-star reviews on there. I also found that there's a Yelp page, Facebook, and this was just me looking up the company by name. So really great reviews. Good content. Targeted areas is 45 to 50 miles. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, closer the better, but I won't go any further than that.
Okay. And this is one of the most important questions, by the way. You know, having that first page placement on Google will generate more, I would say, quality type of clients that are in need of your services. So it's going to generate more phone calls for you. Do you have the ability to take on more new business here and there?
Yeah, yes and no. We're pretty
depending.
Burnt out here already, so.
Okay. Well, again, it's not going to overwhelm you, but because we set it at a fixed flat rate and you're not charged per call, per job, or per click, it allows you to cherry pick those jobs that you do want to take. Okay?
I don't do any click. That was years ago, and it turned out to be a nightmare.
Yeah, I hear you. So we charge fixed flat rates. This particular package, our Platinum package, is the one that I would recommend for you. It includes both Google and Facebook marketing. I would be actually applying a credit for being an established business. What you're looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. Month to month, no contracts. It does, however, come with a one-time $99 setup fee, and that's just really to cover the programming. So the initial investment, Mark, would be $398 for you to get it started today, and then it's $299 every month after that. Again, no taxes, no hidden charges. That's a true flat rate that you're grandfathered into. What this includes would be us taking your profile that you have now and optimizing it to the first page, and we maintain it there by your keywords and search terms. We do content creation on Bing. We brand your Yelp page and your Facebook page, and we do Facebook advertising. With the Facebook ads, we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It'll really help you reach more new potential clients. I know you mentioned that you still own your domain, but you don't currently have the website. So we could use your domain and build you a new website. I would include it. It's not going to cost you additional. So we would build you a website, Google compliant, mobile friendly, and it would be attached where your business is listed, and we cover the mobile platform. Anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet while searching for your services would also find you on that first page. So
okay.
It like pretty much
now,
if we
do something like this, so I close down from about the end. So I really don't want to do advertising and pay for it there when I can't do any work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So when I just remove the ad for that amount of time, so I'm not paying the $300 a month for those few months.
Oh, absolutely. So your phone kind of cut out a little bit. I think what you were saying was there's a certain time when your season ends, correct? When is that usually when your season ends?
Usually from about November till about the beginning of April.
Perfect. We call that a seasonal hold. Okay, so you would just call and say, hey, I'm shutting down November to April. I need to put it on a seasonal hold. So what they do is they pause it. Okay, you don't lose your position. You're not paying for it during that time. Okay, but we're not optimizing you because you're pretty much at a standstill, right? You're not doing anything in those months. Now, once April comes, right, and let's say, okay, you want to get it ramping up again, you're not going to pay the setup fee again. You would just call and say, okay, I'm ready for you guys to remove the seasonal hold, and then you're just paying the $299 a month. So you'll still have the same rate. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. We just call it a seasonal hold. We have clients that do it all the time, especially in your industry. You know what I mean? In some areas, I mean, there's like snow on the floor, right? Like what are you going to do?
I ran all year long, but living in Utah, we don't have a choice to call.
I was going to say, you know, us in Cali, like, it's so weird. Our weather right now is like bipolar. I always say that because, like, right now, it's supposed to be worse than Mayflowers, and it's all gloomy outside. I'm like, what is going on? You know?
Yeah, I ran the business out there for 30 years, so I've only been out here about 6 years.
Where about? Down by
Gilroy, San Jose. Northern California.
Northern California. Yeah, we're in the southern part. But still, when the weather trickles down from there, it comes down to us, right?
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, and I will be honest. I've been doing this a long time. If I decide to go with this, I try these things in 6 month increments.
Okay.
And a change that makes it worth my time.
Yeah.
Then I usually will not stay with it. That's usually how it is. And that usually takes me up until we close. So that'll take me up probably till about November. And
so
then if I see things don't work, and it probably really won't be hearing from me again. Because I've been doing this a long time. And I've started with Yellow Page, flyers, I mean, way back in the day, all the old school stuff. And it's, you know, and sometimes I used to pay $1,200 a month for Yellow Page ads.
Yeah.
But those were the old day stuff. But like I said, I'll give it 6 months. And if it's got to be a market improvement, right? Because everybody's, even if you get one job, but when people say even if you only get one job, it pays for it. But that's not how I look at it. You know,
I mean,
if I don't get return calls that make it worth my time, you know, then
I see it like this, Mark. And that's fair. You even giving it 6 months, you know what I mean? I see it like this. It's not just you get one job and it pays for itself, because you got to take into consideration your overhead, your marketing, like what after you pay yourself, in fact, you know what I mean? What's left over is your profit, right? So it's not just one job is going to cover it. You know what I mean? Because there's so many things that got to be allocated. I do want to offer you as well, okay, because you mentioned the 6 months. I know our financial department offers like more of a discounted rate, okay? And I'll throw it out there to you to see if you feel like that might be even a better thing for you. So they call them like prepaid packages, right? So if you look at it like this, you paid the $398 today, and then for the next 5 months, right, because you're given it 6 months, you're paying $299 a month. So at the end of 6 months, which would take you, I believe, through October. Yeah, May, June, July, August, September, October. It would take you through October, okay? You would have already invested in those 6 months $1,893, $1,893, okay? they offer you a 6 month prepaid, and I believe it's $1,300. If I'm not mistaken, I'm double checking that. So
and normally I probably would, but I just had my transmission go out in my work truck and a broken axle, and
man.
I'm spending $10,000 to get that done. So that's about a $10,000 hole. And I just got back into working after being off for 4 months.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that happened. Oh my gosh, that's such a bummer. I get it. And you got to keep the truck running. You know what I mean? Because you got to work. So yeah. So just know, I mean, that's just something, like
for,
I said.
For me, it's just cash flow right now.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. But yeah, I mean, we can definitely start with the month to month. I mean, if you felt like, hey, this is working good, I'll do a 6 months. You always have that opportunity
too.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay.
Sure.
Mark, the best email for you I see is cypresslands@aol.com. It was the one on your Facebook page. Is that the best email for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to receive a couple of emails from me. I like to send you everything in writing. So the first email is going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to show the price of the $299 a month with the one-time $99 setup fee. Okay? And then what's included. I'm also sending you a second one coming, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina, by the way, at Local Splash. The second one is going to say Google Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay? So the client dashboard analytics is just giving you an overview of our reporting system of when you're tracking your results with us. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, Mark, can you also receive text messages on this phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department, so you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update, a change, a question, a concern, you're just going to reach out to our customer service department. I will ask you to save our phone number, the 877 number, in your contacts under Local Splash. This way you never lose our number. And I went ahead and already provided you the username and password for your tracking and reporting system. Let me know when you get that text.
Okay.
Beautiful work, by the way, on your Facebook page. Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, the only problem that I need to do with that, I think, unless they changed it for me, I think my Facebook page is enveloped into my personal Facebook
page. Into your personal?
So I don't know. The guy... Facebook called me about a year ago saying they wanted to do marketing for me, and I really don't do stuff like that with Facebook, but he said because it's enveloped into your personal Facebook page, people won't necessarily pull it straight up as a landscape company until they go through your page. Is that true, or did you find
it? Well, no, I found it under Cypress Landscaping. That's how I found it. Yeah, so I don't – yeah, I think – unless if he was trying to face, sometimes they try to like get you to create a whole new page. It's unnecessary. You don't need like a whole bunch of Facebook pages. My aunt did the mistake of doing that with her catering company. She kept forgetting her password, so she was creating new pages over and over. And I told her, like, you're making a big mess out of it. You know what I mean? You only need one page. So I had to help her deactivate
her. No, it's weird because I do have a couple of other Cypress Landscaping. And one of them, there's too much personal stuff on it, because that's kind of when I first got into Facebook years ago.
Yeah.
So is there, can I just eliminate those, or do I need to go through you or Facebook to get rid of those?
No, you can actually go in there, and I wonder if this is the one that you're talking about. So the one that I found, it has, and it's a beautiful, there's like, so the profile picture is of a patio. Right? With kind of like a reddish type of patio cover, wood patio cover. But the background photo is, it looks like beautiful pavers with rocks, kind of like sloped. It's a backyard.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was on. One of them is actually spelled wrong. It's instead of ING, it's INB. I don't know how that happened.
It's not this one. This one says Cypress Landscaping. We have been in business for 30 years, all aspects of landscaping. It has your address of 192 West Hayden Circle, Elk Ridge. your 408 phone number. It's got the AOL. So that's what's on there.
I think that's a good one. Yeah,
I think so too. This one looks like this one's good. I don't see a whole bunch of personal stuff on there. In other words,
no. Okay.
Yeah.
It must be the one that's spelled wrong at the end. Then, I mean, they're all under Cypress. One of them is spelled wrong. So I can just go in and eliminate that.
As long as you have access to it, you can go in there and you can deactivate it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, Mark, on this one, the correct one, though, what you're going to do, and on your Google Business profile, and our technician will walk you through it, it's real simple. All you're going to do is add us on as managers so that way we can manage the Facebook ads and the Google local listing. Okay? You still hold the ownership, just an FYI. And you have the login for your domain for the website? You still have that?
I have it through, GoDaddy or something.
Like GoDaddy? Oh, perfect. Yeah. So we'll need that just so that way we can recreate the website for you. Okay.
So do I need to call them and get a release or something from them?
So you should have like a login and a password, right? That you would provide them.
I haven't used it in 7 years. So.
You haven't? Okay.
It's been a while.
So you would probably have to reach out to them, but have you been renewing it? Because you got to renew it every so many years.
Yeah, I think it's every 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
And yeah, I still own it. So
good. Yeah, the technicians will tell you exactly what you need. So this way we can use your own domain. Okay. Mark, what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose with me here.
McGarry, McGarry.
Is the G capitalized or just all lowercase?
They don't.
Okay. They don't capitalize it?
It's capital M, small c, capital G, and then lowercase A-R-R-Y.
A-R-R-Y. Perfect. And then just information that I'm verifying with you, because we always want to make sure that you're listed correctly. So I currently see it on your Google profile page as just Cypress Landscaping. And the address of 192 West Hayden Circle, that address, is that like your home address by chance?
It's a home address.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay with us hiding that address?
Either way, I don't really have stuff.
It doesn't matter.
Never come to my house.
Okay. So. Okay. I mean, we can keep the address showing. I know typically we hide the addresses when it's your home address because it's like a home office. But it's your preference. If you're okay with that showing, then we can leave it showing. Up to you. We'll just leave it like that. Okay. We'll just leave it showing. Okay. Let me go here to the billing. And you did get the text message I sent you, correct?
Let me get you. I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, the next thing is going to go over billing. So, Mark, the card that you're using today, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's a business through Chase. It's my business, but it's got my name on it. But it's a business account. I do DBA, so it's the same.
Oh, yeah, no worries. How does your name read on there, though? Is it just Mark McGarry?
It's Mark McGarry and then Cypress Landscaping.
Cypress Landscaping, okay. Same billing address as well?
Yeah.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's Visa.
I'm ready for the card number whenever you are. Expiration month and year?
729.
And the CVV code on the back?
616.
Before I process your payment, Mark, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. And what it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we send in writing along with your invoice. So I'll go over billing date, amount. What I'm going to ask you is stick it out 2 months, right? I call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. I'll also state that if you choose to cancel or pause it, just make sure you call at least 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge, okay? When I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you do not understand, please just do me a favor and stop me and say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it.
The web page, then will I be able to see the web page before it goes live?
Yes, and I will definitely notate that you want to see the website before it goes live in case you have any changes that need to be made. Okay?
And they can incorporate photos on there, the ones they think are probably best.
I will tell you this, whatever pictures you send us that you want on that website, if any of those pictures are not clear, like let's say there's not good lighting, if they don't do justice, right? They don't look professional, like we've seen some pictures where people send them and it, like, things are cut off or the lighting's just really dark. We're not going to put that kind of a photo because that, how does that make us look? Very unprofessional, because we're just putting any type of pictures you're giving us. We're going to make sure that they're pictures that are going to do you justice. So whatever photos
what I was getting at is, do you want me to pick pictures or can you guys
We can pick out photos, but I would also suggest if there's particular photos that you would want, that you also send us those. Or you could say, hey, on my Google business profile, I want these photos. Grab those photos, throw them on my website. Okay? Because I know you have a lot of content on your Google business profile, a lot of pictures on there too. But yeah.
Yeah, so, I've got them on Facebook and Yelp. I've got quite a few.
I see them everywhere. Yeah. So you could say, hey, can you grab the pictures from Yelp or can you, you know what I mean? And then this way, but I will notate that you want to see the website before it goes live. So that way you can approve it. Okay?
Okay.
So just as a reminder, if you have a question when I'm going through this voice verification, just stop me so that way we can, you know, I can review it with you and then rephrase it. Okay?
Okay.
So, Mark, it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cypress Landscaping.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Great owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Mark, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
And sometimes we know you're in the middle of a job, you can't just pick up the call. So we just ask that at least respond to us within 24 business hours. We always want to keep that open communication, okay? Also be aware, you might get calls from other companies that are trying to sell you other type of online products, and they are not associated with us. We are never going to call you to ask you to spend more money. In fact, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put a security question on your account with us. The security question can either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
Let's put San Jose.
San Jose, and that's where I'm assuming city you were born. Okay.
Yeah.
So anytime we call you, ask, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling, or if they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay? Just disconnect it. That's how you identify it's us or not. Now, In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 1st, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so what that means, Mark, is that your second payment will automatically be charged on June 1st in the amount of $299. Now, once the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day in the amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that's the number I texted you to save in your contacts under Local Splash. That number is 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. There will be no cancellation fee. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm updating the package, and then I'm processing the payment, and in a couple minutes, you're going to get the receipt sent to you both via text and email, and we'll go over that. I probably only need about maybe 5 or 6 more minutes, and then we'll be all done. The next order of business is I need to schedule a client interview for you. The client interview, I'm going to block out an hour. It could take about 30 or 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. But this is where the magic is going to happen. My technician is going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, the website, your keywords. They're going to go over more in detail. How does your schedule look for today, or do you prefer like tomorrow?
Today would be fine as long as it's probably a little later. I'm right in the middle of laying sprinklers right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. So I'll get you through it. So you're on mountain time. You're an hour ahead of me, if I'm not mistaken. Because right now it's 10 o'clock. So if I look at my calendar here, was it hard for you to get used to the time change?
No, not really. That is just taking the 4 months off is definitely a pill to swallow.
Yeah. What about 2 to 3 o'clock your time? Would that work for you, or do you need something later? You need something a little later? Okay.
Yeah. So if you maybe called me 4 o'clock your time to be 5 mine, I'll be done with all that.
I might be able to get you in for a 4 to 5 your time. Would that work?
Okay. Yeah, that's probably fine.
Okay. Let me see. Let me just ask real quick so I can get you in at that time. Now, I'm just going to get approval to squeeze you in for that schedule, and I can ask them to call you kind of closer to like 4:30 your time, you know, a little bit closer to 4:30
that's
to kind of buy you some time. Let me just ask real quick.
From now on, you can get in the burrito and then coming up. It's not like the battle.
I'm waiting for him to respond, which I think he's going to say yes. I'm just going to start preparing that invitation for you. So what I'm just getting him to approve it. Now, in that case, if he says yes, we're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. We'll call you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. I would notate for them to call you closer to 4:30, just because to kind of get you closer to that time, because I know that you wanted more of 5
o'clock.
It'll
always
be an
877 number.
Yes. And okay. In fact, I would be, if I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I would be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to call you directly. They won't wait for me. If I'm not available, if they're like, hey, Nadine, we're ready to call and I'm not available, they're going to proceed without me. Okay? Because they want to get your client interview done. I'll send you a reminder.
Yeah, because I just get so many. I probably get 20 crap calls about it. Yeah, constantly. So.
Oh, I'm not surprised. And what I'm going to do too for you, so listen, and it's not an additional cost. What we're going to do is we're going to put a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. This is also going to help you prevent spam calls. Okay? Because spam calls don't usually call tracking numbers. But the tracking number is going to be like a local number, right? And it'll be linked to your phone. So when they call it, they're still calling your phone. We're just not like throwing your physical phone number out there, right? You don't currently have a tracking number now, correct? Because it looks like you have a
No, I've had them before on other advertising, but
okay.
That was years ago.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, it's really going to be a helpful tool for you as well. Just because with the tracking number, like let's say you forgot someone's address, right? You can go back and listen to the call. It's good for training purposes too. Like if you have people answering your phones, you could use it as a training tool.
I'm not the only one.
You're like, I'm the only one.
But I have a question
for you. Yeah.
If we do a tracking number, so in other words, if somebody sees, they think they're calling my number or is my 408-499 number going to be linked to another number, and that's the one they're going to see.
Yeah, the one that they're going to see is the other number, not the 408 number.
Okay.
So when they click on
what happens with clients that know my number after all these years and get maybe they get mixed up or something thinking it's not the right Cypress or something?
That's a good question. Unless they know your number by heart, right?
Well, most of them will have my, you know, a business card or an old contract or stuff like that that'll have my numbers printed on it.
Yeah. I've never, you know, I've had people do the tracking number that have had the same phone number for years. And when they do the tracking number, I've never ran across anyone saying like, my old clients couldn't get a hold of me because they weren't sure that that was me. You know what I mean? I've never ran across that because typically someone who has your phone number, who knows your company, they call you directly. They're not looking you up on Google to call you. They got you on their speed dial. You know what I mean? Typically. That's how I see it. And that's how it's been for me.
Which is California?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my 408 area code is from.
Yeah, so it's from Cali.
Would we be able to get a tracking number that had the Utah 801 on it?
I would make sure with the team.
Would be?
I would make sure with the team to let them know that if it's going to be like a local type of phone number, because I don't think it's necessarily like an 877
number.
I believe it's like an area code.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it be one within the area where you're at.
So it would,
yeah.
It would be, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We would want, and I would make sure to notate that, like, hey, make sure he's got a 408, which is California, but we need to make sure that it's a number that's for his area where he's at now.
Okay?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah. That would make a lot more sense for you. Like, I literally had someone that was, they were in a different state in the beginning, and then they moved, and they're like, listen, I don't, like, I have this phone, but I feel like when my phone number from the other state where I used to be at, like, people aren't going to call me because they don't think I'm local. And I'm like, well, the tracking number would fix that. You know what I mean? So let me do this. Now, residential and commercial work, you do both, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so far what I put down, and let me know if there's anything that I'm missing as far as, like, you know, services, right? I mean, the obvious is landscaping, hardscaping. I put irrigation. What else did I put on here so far?
Do you have, like, pavers on the separate?
Pavers. I put concrete. I put, let me see. Why do I have pavers on there twice? Is it decorative concrete that you do as well?
Oh, yeah, we do decorative, but pavers are kind of their own entity, you know,
Yes.
You know, they're really popular now, so as long as, I just want them to know that we do, because a lot of people, when they say paving, That covers blacktop concrete and all this stuff. But,
right.
So we do concrete and we do pavers. So.
Okay. Yes, I have those as separate.
Okay.
Pavers is separate. Concrete is separate. Irrigation, design and installation, landscaping, hardscaping, anything else that I'm missing, you're going to be able to go over
walls,
a lot more. Retaining walls?
Yeah, retaining
okay.
walls are definitely a big one.
Okay. Anything else that you feel is like a real big one that you need in there now? Because we'll go over more with you, but I want to give them an idea. Yeah, so I put landscaping, hardscaping, design and installation, retaining walls, concrete, pavers, irrigation, outdoor kitchens,
like
waterfall.
Oh, yeah, we do all those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outdoor kitchens, and there was something you mentioned. I'm sorry.
My brain probably just went over a million things. So waterfalls, stream beds, you know, just different things like that. Dry river beds. Is that, I can't really think of anything else. Can you? How about like, how would you say it? Like out.
You do outdoor lighting?
Stuff like that, I guess.
Outdoor lighting?
Pergolas.
Pergolas?
Outdoor lighting.
Okay. Pergolas is a good one, too.
Are just starting to get kind of wrapped up a little bit with it. I had
a
whole different division on in outdoor lighting. In
did you? Oh, wow. And then licensed and insured in the process, not required where you are. It's not a requirement. I just like to ask out of habit.
And insurance is, I mean, a workers' comp. We only have to have liability, but I have both of them. So.
I was going to say, not like in Kelly where it's crazy, right? And you said you were licensed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then you do have a business logo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The domain, is it the Cypress Landscaping UT.com?
UT, yeah.
Okay.
.com.
Okay. I'm just going to copy that domain so that way they know that that's the domain. And then the technician will let you know exactly what we'll need. And then, so the Facebook ads, we could put a 50-mile radius. That's the furthest they'll target. Or you could choose particular areas. What do you prefer?
Can I do a radius? Can we do a radius and then do a couple target areas? Because I don't want to go like all the way up.
Yeah, that would
probably work because a 50-mile radius, the problem is
okay.
I don't really want to go any where we live in Utah, I live pretty far south and then from me down is pretty much nothing for about 120 miles.
Okay.
It's just open. So anything north of me, for me north, east is good. South, there's
okay.
nothing. I don't know if you can get that particular or not.
Yeah. So tell me how you want me to notate it, and then they'll go over it with you more in detail just to confirm what I put in the notes.
So there, as far as target areas, I would like to do areas like Park City. That's like million-dollar homes up there. What's the other area? Park City. Heber is another one. H-E-B-E-R.
Heber?
Yeah. Where are we going?
Giselle, too?
What's her name? The big job. The rock. Oh, Highland is another one.
Highland. Okay.
Yes. Alpine. Those are probably
Alpine.
Good areas. Yeah, that's probably where most of them. Maybe Sandy.
Yeah.
Sandy is another
Sandy.
One.
Sandy. Okay.
Yeah, those are probably good target areas. And then the rest of it can just be radius.
Okay. And radius would be the 50? But there was something
miles,
that you...
I don't...
Okay.
Yeah, the only problem
out,
is like I said,
but
below
no...
me, there's not really anything south of us that's worth it.
Okay,
I mean,
so I'm going to put,
all that, it's not worth it.
But nothing south. I'm going to put nothing south of their location.
Yeah.
Okay, just so
east
that
and
way.
West are fine, north is fine.
Okay. Okay, perfect. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably phone and text. I don't check my email as much as I do my...
Okay. And your hours of operation, when I was looking at your Google Business profile, it has you listed as 8 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Are those the hours?
Oh, hours.
I see 8 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday is closed.
That's perfect.
That's fine? Okay. What are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
I can do Venmo. I don't credit cards. I think they're kind of becoming a dying breed anyway with all the transfer charges everybody's charging on them now.
You're telling me my aunt stopped doing it. She does it for, like, certain corporations.
Yeah.
Like, for,
some of my jobs can be $150,000, $200,000.
No. Yeah, they're, like, paying outrageous. And yeah, she had some lady ask her.
Exactly.
Well, the company, how much is it, like, if we do credit card? And she's like, there's taxes and processing fees. She's like, we'll pay cash.
And it's usually just a hassle, because then the one card might not cover it all, and then I got to run another one. That's going to be a 6% fee. And...
Yeah, and it's, like, too much. Yeah. So, obviously, cash.
I really know it right now would be, obviously, checks, Venmo, cash. Is there another one that's...
Do you do Zelle?
Popular. Oh, I could do Zelle, sure.
Okay, what about Cash App? Apple Pay?
Yeah, I don't have it, but my guys know about all that stuff, so we could probably do Cash App.
Okay, all right, awesome. Now, we're already almost done. There's just two things. I need you to find in your text message or in your emails, because we sent it to both. There's one that says initial invoice, and it'll say, welcome, Mark. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
This is probably it. Let me see. Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep, you're already on there. Okay, so do you see at the top it says Local Splash Terms of Experience? I need you to go towards the middle where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. There's three boxes below. The first box that you're going to click in is saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The second box that you're going to click in is stating that it's your name on the card that you provided. So you're saying that you're confirming that your information is true and correct, that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. The next box is that you agree, you're aware that it's a monthly charge. Right? Automatic.
Okay.
Now, you might have to turn your phone horizontal because sometimes it cuts it off, but I need you to go to the very bottom where there's like a orange reddish arrow that says sign.
Yeah, I've got that. Where it says type your name.
Yeah, type your name. And then you'll hit confirm signature. Now, what it should do is open up a page that's asking you to put a username and a password. Let me know once you see that.
Okay, it shows a splash detail.
Yeah, and it's asking you to put a username and password.
Okay. For the user, can I just use my business name?
No, I'll tell you what it is, because I put it in the text message. Your username is always going to be your phone number. No dashes.
Oh.
No area code, just a 408-499-3955. And then your password is all one word, lowercase, and if you want to change it, I would say change it within 3 to 5 days before you change it, okay? The password is cool Google, COOL, and then Google, one word, all lowercase, okay?
Okay.
Now, that's so that way you can start logging in. You're not going to see much right now because it's going to say we got to get you Google verified. It's because the team's going to be working on all that and setting it up with all your information on there. So you could start checking, like, your results within 3 to 5 days. Start going in there and logging in just to check your results, right? Like,
now,
see how many.
Is it necessary for me to change? I mean, is there going to be information on there that somebody can get, like, money, or is it just for my basic concept? Okay.
This,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
this
if,
is
I,
just,
if I keep cool Google, it doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah, if you keep cool Google, yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah, you can keep it like that. You don't have to change it. But it's just so that way, it's like a password we generate, but sometimes people like to make it a password of their choice, you know, because it's easier for them to remember, okay? Now, the last thing. Today, I'm putting in the notes for them to call you closer to 4:30, which would be 3:30 our time. We'll be calling you from an 877 number. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to call you directly. I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview, okay, just to let you know it's coming up in the next hour. The technicians will also remind you about adding us on to the Google Business Profile and the Facebook page so we can do the management of the Facebook ads as well as the Google Local Listing too, okay? Now,
I pushed that to go through. And it brought up something that says connect your Google Business Profile.
Yeah, you could just get out of there. You're good because the team's going to be working on that. I just wanted to make sure. I like for you to try it on the phone while we're on the phone just to make sure that you're able to log into it. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, starting from today, within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. Those can start generating phone calls for you. The Facebook ads and the website will be live. However, the website, I've noted for them to show it to you first, that you want to review it before it goes live. Okay? Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, we always say that the first page placement on Google with the optimization and all takes 45 to 60 days, even though I've seen it many times happen sooner. I'll still stick to that timeline.
I'm going to give it 6 months. So if it's not in there by 6 months, then we have a different problem.
You're like, we're done. Yeah, no. But I like to share that timeline with you just because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? Now, I know this month you had a really big expense, right? Here's the thing, and I'm going to text you right now my contact information to you just so that way you have it for your records, even though I'm the lead on the account, but I'd still like for you to have my info. If for some reason before June 1st, you're like, you know what? I want that 6-month deal, right? Call me and I can still get you that pre-rated, that prepaid rate if you're still interested in it. Cause I know you had a big expense, you know, but you know, who knows? Maybe before June 1st, you might be like, hey, yeah, I want to pay the $1,300. That would actually take you through June, July, August, September, October. It would take you through November. So I could still get you that special rate, okay?
And that'll save me about $500 or $600, right?
Well, yeah, because if you think about it like this, $1,893 if you pay every month, right, for 6 months. But when you do the prepaid, you're paying $1,300, so you're saving almost $600.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me send you this text. I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you so much, Mark, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. And it's been such a pleasure. Very nice speaking with you today. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No.
Well, before I let you get back to work?
Before 4:30. That would be great.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I hope you have a very blessed day, okay? Talk to you soon.
Too. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.